Welcome to the Tech Data World podcast, the independent voice in aerospace, defense, and space technical information, covering all the news, reviews, gossip, opinion, software, standards, and specifications in the information production and deployment field.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the TDW podcast. Now, I am doing two things this week. One is I'm recording this as a podcast for release over iTunes and Google Play, and we hope very shortly Spotify. But I'm also recording this as a YouTube video because I think it's very important that I add some supporting information to this message. So if you're listening on the podcast and you can find the time, head on over and watch it on our YouTube channel as well, because I'll put some information in here that might support what we're doing and might be a little bit more interesting and engaging for you. But this week, what I want to talk about is why what we do is important. And, you know, the role of technical publications in our organization is often seen as a little bit, not for everybody, but for a lot of people, is a little bit of a cobbler's children kind of scenario, where, you know, the cobbler makes the best shoes, but the children will always wear kind of the rags and the, you know, the runt of the shoe run. So, you know, I know that I'm personally fascinated by information. I'm personally fascinated by how it can be produced and how it can be deployed and how it can be used. And I also accept that the emphasis of technical publications varies from organization to organization. And there are those organizations that put a tremendous amount of effort into their technical publications. And in the main, in the aerospace and defense sector, I think, you know, a lot of people do put a tremendous amount of effort into their tech pubs. But sometimes we are faced with a challenge of convincing the wider organization why what we do is so important. We also have to accept a number of things with around technical publications. And, you know, whilst it's very difficult to accept for people like me and lots of other people who are as passionate about technical information, is technical publications are not the product. They are a supporting component of the wider product. You know, people don't go out to buy technical publications and just have technical publications sat on their shelf. They go out and buy a ship, an aircraft, a satellite system, a tank, and buy a suite of technical publications and support information to support those platforms. So we have to accept that. So therefore, in our organizations, many view technical publications as something that just has to be done. It's kind of a necessary thing that we have to do. So, you know, it comes down to, as I've just mentioned there, is that, you know, when I go and buy a car, when a normal person goes and buys a car, they don't go straight to the glove box and start looking for the technical manuals and those kind of things. When I say normal people, I'm one of those people that actually, I do go looking for that information. But when something goes wrong and something is, you know, at fault with our product, or something is at fault with our platform, the first place we go is the technical publications or the support information. And, you know, there are lots of reasons why we would want to make sure that that information is there, because it reduces, you know, overhead in lots of different areas like customer support and, you know, downtime of engineers having to train our users and those kind of things. But what's vitally important is that every now and then something comes along that reminds us how important technical publications really, really are. And a few years ago at TDW Live, we were fortunate enough to have some people come to us with a presentation from the Military Aviation Authority. And the Military Aviation Authority, it was always my ambition to get these guys along because I really wanted them to talk about the role of the Aircraft Accident Investigation Branch. In this particular case, we're talking about the military side of stuff. And my vision was to have them tell us, the technical publications experts in the room, what happens to the technical publications if there's an incident, if there's an accident. And, you know, the guys came along and they told us that the first thing they do is they get some kind of warrant or some kind of capability, some kind of legal document that allows them to seize the technical documentation. So they seize and quarantine the technical documentation and obviously all the aircraft records and those kind of things. And which is kind of what I expected and it's kind of what I anticipated. And it was, it was one of those presentations that year in the room that all of the technical publications managers were transfixed with what the guys had to say. But they then went on to give a real example of where technical publications or information was found to be at fault for an accident. They went on to talk about an accident where a pilot was killed, and it seems that there was some kind of engineering practice or warning that was omitted from some instructions from what I've read online. Now, I have downloaded the Military Aviation Authority report and I've read it, and it's a thorough report, and it details there's a procedure where a bolt can be over tightened, which in turn led to an inadvertent ejection of a pilot from the aircraft in question, which was a Hawk aircraft and was part of the Red Arrows display team in the United Kingdom. Now, it turns out as well as if you download this report, it's redacted, so you can go and Google it and you'll find it. And it talks about how it was unsafe for a period of 14 or 15 sorties, and all of the engineers in between who have been into the cockpit of that aircraft, maintaining and doing some checks and all those kind of things. So it could have gone off at any time. Now, it turns out that, you know, Flight Lieutenant Sean Cunningham was a very young, talented pilot, was tragically killed, and his seat was ejected from the aircraft, and was whilst it was on the ground, so he was doing pre-flight checks, and it turns out that he was ejected and suffered some catastrophic injuries, which he was pronounced dead almost immediately, as I understand. But it's only this last couple of weeks that here in the UK, a health and safety inquest actually found that the company in question was had admitted that they had omitted a safety, had been dropped from some instructions, or the RAF had not been told about a particular warning about the safety of this particular mechanism within the cockpit of the aircraft. Now, that drives home. Now, I'm not going to go into detail in this podcast about what happened, because the full inquest report is not yet available, so I don't want to report anything that is factually inaccurate. You know, they did the right thing, in my opinion. They admitted that, you know, this warning was missing, or this check was missing. And, you know, they, whilst it will never repay for the loss of a life, they were fined a significant amount of money. And, you know, I quote from the BBC News Channel, which is here in the UK, the firm admitted the health and safety breach on the basis it had failed to provide a written warning to the RAF about over-tightening a bolt on the aircraft. Now, it turns out that this bolt had been over-tightened, which I understand led to a parachute not deploying, when the seat was ejected, and the consequences I've already talked about. So this is why it's vitally important that our organization understands the significance, the importance, the vital, you know, safety critical nature of what it is that we do within technical publications. And those in our organizations that don't get it, it's up to us to tell them the importance and show them the importance of what it is that we do. Because when tech pubs go wrong, people get hurt, equipment gets damaged. And, you know, ultimately this young pilot paid the ultimate price of losing his life. And, you know, this is a tragic omission from some instructions or from some checks that had those consequences. And for me, it has demonstrated in the most dramatic way the absolute vital nature of what we do in support information, in technical publications, in warning. When you're dealing with these kind of forces and these kind of products and these kind of technologically advanced platforms, getting our support information right is vitally, vitally important. So I deliberately tried to keep the tone of this down, and you know, I urge you to go and read the information that's available online, and you'll be able to read the MAA report. And I've asked where the inquest report is. I haven't been able to find it and source it yet. Maybe we'll follow this up at some point with a secondary podcast on this. But you know, I just thought this was a good time and to mention that, you know, in the news right now is technical publications here in the UK, and it's and you know, or technical information here in the UK, and it's hammered home for me why what we do is so, so important.
Thank you for listening to the TDW podcast. Remember, you can keep your tech data skills current and relevant with a full TDIQ subscription. Visit www.techdataworld.com for more details. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for your next Tech Data World update. Until next time.